This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a budding entrepreneur looking to get a little traction for your idea, a good first step might be getting yourself into an accelerator, which might call a startup boot camp that whips early-stage companies into shape and helps them find funding. That last part can be tricky, though, because A, startups are hard, but also, two, it's tough when your company is a little bit niche. From WPLN in Nashville, Emily Siner reports on a music technology accelerator that's trying to get more investors feeling comfortable with that industry.
Eric Mendelson and Winston Thomas are waiting backstage at the Country Music Hall of Fame, but they will not be crooning country tunes. They've come up with a music app, and this is their pitch day. Mendelson is about to ask a room full of investors to give them $450,000.
How are you guys feeling right now? You're about to go on.
Cool as a fan. Very good. He looks nervous. No. I know you can't see him, but he looks nervous.
Mendelson takes the stage in front of a giant projector screen. His company logo pops up.
My name is Eric Mendelson, and I'm the co-founder of Recordgram. Recordgram is the first mobile music and video recording studio that lets amateur artists create songs with award-winning music producers for under $5.
So the idea is that producers can upload their leftover beats on this app, and people can license them in their own work. It was co-founded by Sean Mims, the man behind this classic song of 2007.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot because I'm fly.
And Mendelson seems to share that swagger. He pitched confidently about Recordgram's numbers, its revenue potential, its unique features. But ultimately, none of those investors in the audience bit. Mendelson says companies like his are a hard sell.
Getting investment in music technology is difficult, no matter what city you're in, even in San Francisco and New York and Austin and Los Angeles.
Here's the dilemma for music tech startups. They can try to court traditional tech investors, but Heather McBee, who put on this pitch day, says the music business is more complex than your average Silicon Valley startup.
You know, over the years, it's been a very volatile business in the sense it's constantly changing. The licensing of the rights are very, very complicated, and that scares some investors away.
Some music tech companies have made it, like Spotify and Pandora, but they're the exceptions. Others have failed spectacularly. The music streaming site Grooveshark, for example, had tens of millions of users before it was hit by a massive lawsuit and shut down last year. So tech investors are wary of getting involved. And on the other side, music companies, who you might think would be interested in music technology, they haven't been clamoring to invest either.
These guys are every day are running records up the charts and signing acts and making records and setting up tours and doing production and blah, 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 blah. Who's got time to think about tech?
Joe Galante can say this because he used to be one of them. He was chairman of Sony Nashville and saw the untapped potential of technology in the music business. So he decided to co-found an accelerator, and he thought he could make it work in Nashville.
You have basically a music capital here. Would it be unusual for music tech to come out of here? I don't think so. We just never did it before.
It's called Project Music, and over the past year, it's graduated more than a dozen music tech startups, many of which set up shop in Nashville afterward. They range from sheet music software to a karaoke platform. It's gotten some heavy hitters in the music business to put money into the accelerator. The Country Music Association is the lead sponsor. But Heather McBee, who runs the program, says it's not easy getting these companies on board.
It's called just connections and working the hell out of a Rolodex.
Some of the program's graduates have been successful. One of the most touted is Dart Music, a company that helps classical musicians sell their work online. It's raised nearly $1.8 million from investors. Galante thinks this will continue as music tech proves its worth.
I don't care what business you're in. People flock to success.
He just hopes that success will come out of Nashville. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.